Gan, she near Dover Mizvashel Besoch Maim Roschen, Afach Shasik Menech, calls Ran Shayasa Ledesbo. What are we talking about? Bishul Bekli Risho, not Al Gabi Eish, but Bishul Bekli Risho. Hareza Chayev. Who shook my mind at the age both a cliasmo when he could clear each other? Yes, only machine a bishop of creation, the bishop's high below in a total. But we most people, most posts can hold that it's the nice. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Rambam Paskins, etc. And Rambam not, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Okay, Lepikoch. Kidei lo rosacha shevir me'eish, bein shom matchil al gabi eish, bein shom anitzel eish, Even so, the Tavlin could not share so the world in Esachayim. They told no, me little Klirisha, I feel any as let us know, they lost the Hachok of Shog Vidobo. That's the Egli Tal's own Chumra. Okay. They should never put anything in a Klirisha on period. Aye, it's already cool. It can't cook anything. It's not yet so let us know, but you'll forget. Good. They come or come. Yeh, Jevolim, Hakoshim, Lizbashel, Vem, Lizpedal, Ovo, Klirisha, Ovo, Klirisha, Ovo, Klirisha, Ella bekli omet eisel eish mamish o shemale risichos kegan boso sho yesh omrim hu adin kol mini boso hu kosher lizbashel vamed vamurim shonim lech meolam okay vu tzorich avu hakom if he's not limloch baolam hakom he's cooking meat that's ever been salted because he has a shiks at home and he's cooking for the servant at home Aber nimlach kvar, also mishum doz la luchi shebo mizbashel. Nu, that's the case. Every meat has lach luchi shebo. Yesh omrim, afilo lo nimlach kvar mizbashel lach luchi shebo, ulamasei lahatil lach atchila, apa lo nimlach, elem hu yovish shemo lach luchi. I told you, beef jerky, right? That's the only one way to talk about gabi bishul. I have raw, beef jerky is raw, never been cooked before. But has no moisture in it, so Chinese to cook that meat, there you need right something real cooking. Plain klirisha won't do it. V'chein melach tzor bishul rav kevosho shor, v'chein mizbashel b'klirisha. U'mikom mokom nizhorim nevertheless, even though we tell you that melach bishul shayach only lengthy cooking, right? U'mikom mokom nizhorim en ha'melach shein dechilas b'yoso alei bishul. If it is mine salt from salt mine, not from sea salt, which has been cooked to evaporate the water, shalitza and fill it with pisheni called manchal tzidu. Strange chul. Okay. I want to pick up this on chavov aleph. Okay. Well, this really curiosa, the interesting thing. We won't spend much time at it, but he starts up with a simple question. He says that it says, who adin kol mini boso? The boso needs cooking, so that boso in a klirisha we're not going to do anything. Right? Is it mutar lechatchila to do it? Doesn't say. Vada it should be also the rabbanon. But listen to this. Yesh omer who I didn't call mini boso. You have aleph. Okay. The boso show afila b'klirishon lo b'sheilo. V'rashbo b'mechiltim daf mem kosav zeh l'shonu. Afila dovo shelo nizbash l'klal. Im udova kosher is basha kagan boso uchiyotzebo, shame is basha b'chirisho, legit amdura, אפילו במקום של ארץ בו זה מותר. לא אומר יעשו לארץ אוסו, אלא במים, יין, שמן, שאין קל לארץ באשר. Listen the analysis. למדנו מדברי ההשבוע שני דינים. אחד, שדין כנגד המדורה כמו כלי ראשון שבו סושור עם מזבח של בו. Remember, we used that, we mentioned it last time, that Bishop of Bosso is Al Gabe Ha'esh Mamish. Right. So you see, since the Loshon in the Rashbo was in Dover Kosov Bashal, then, lo, not Bekli Risha, but lo Keneged Hamadura. So even though, what, there's no intermediary there of a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabi Eish. It is Al Gabi Eish Minatzad, it's Keneged HaMeduro, right? Near a fireplace where it's hot. No good. Either on the fire, it'll never get cooked otherwise. Fine. Hasheni, Lo Davke Boso Shor, El Hudim Kol Mini Boso. Shai Kosav Kigon Boso Chiyotze Blo, Lo Kosav Boso Shor. What about Shaila? What about veal? What about lamb? What about mutton? Goat? All the meats of people. We don't eat much other meats, right? But veal we eat, but for sure usually means an older animal. Maybe it includes veal also, but certainly it doesn't include lamb, it doesn't include sheep, it doesn't include goat, right? Vidim Messiah, Ella, Mayim, Yain, Shemen. What do you mean by that? Shinkanel is Bashir. So he went ahead now and he extended this heto, that Klirisho and Enem of Bashir, to many, many other things. Mor only mentions two things, Bososhor and Melach. Melach needs Bishul kebisro de tura, like show. That's all. He has already all boso, right? And he says, what is bisbasho bekrishon? Things like mayim yayin shemen. That sort of puts it in the lowest category, easiest bishul. Next, go dinshlishi. Dilosvili kedasa tur mikomakom. Also, lechatchil itim mikli rishon mishum shalachuch shabo mizbashel. Lechatchil muta. What happened to that point? He didn't say what the Eglital said. Only beef jerky. Only boso chenisyavish. He just says boso. What about takia de lachluch business? Hine. Din Habez. Now, people, pay attention. I want you to stop me and ask the kasha that he's going to ask. If you're paying attention, you have to ask the kasha yourself. Din Habez, the Chomini Boso, Enim is Bashmi Kirishon, who chidish Godol. Da Gemora lo komar le Boso Shor, minolon le damol shal mini Boso le Boso Shor. The Yesh, ho ho ho, Gamkein, I'll give you proof that not Boso Shor is Mizbashel Bikli Rishon. The Boso Kavosim, sheep, Mizbashel Bikli Rishon. Mutton, right, gets cooked Bikli Rishon. Why? Ho Domer Rav Chizr Perikol Shor, HaMizbashel B'chamei Tver Yepoto. Pesach Shebisro B'chamei Tver Yechayev. The other I'll call Al Kiyim Tzliyesh. What is he saying? Pesach we know had to be the sheep or goat. He says if you mavashel b'chamei Tveria, right? He says, or b'kli Risho. What's the kashi? Quick.
Had to be brought in Yerushalayim, right?
Huh?
Had to be brought in Yerushalayim.
Where's Chamei Tveria? You can't take the boss of Pesach outside Yerushalayim. The Kohek Shili Yish Echad, חמית פרי בפסח איך בהשכחה שלו, אין חמית פרי בירושלים. עד כאן דבר המקשה. Ah, you'll tell me no. The fellow was going on a trip to Tveria. He decided to take his Pesach with him to Tveria. So he's over on two things, right? He's over on Yotzei, taking out Yerushalayim, and he's over on Kiyum Sliyesh. That's what he's referring to. Ein lomar d'naf kamina l'hilkos namish from Sliyesh, because that's lesser. They nisu Kiyum Sliyesh chala isu Yotzei. There's a locha ein nisu chala isu. So the Sliyesh, if you already was over on the Yotzei on the Boso, a new isu wouldn't come on. Ein nisu chala isu. Yod, that Tosfos was kosvu, the ain bepesach chai, or bebishul bechamet reya, ki yemasei, if you eat raw, you eat the pesach raw. Remember, the Torah says, losoch haben ki yem sereish, right? Losoch ben no ki yem sereish. So boshu bebushul b'mayim is isur. What kind of isur is? It's isur asei. It's not a low socha b'menu mevusho, but low socha b'menu because it's not it's liyesh. It's the absence of liyesh, so it's the isul that comes from an asay, right? Achem nomar the boso kvosim is basha b'kledishon mashkachasla, right? If you tell me, and that's his, he ends up his kash, sheshoav b'kli mechamitveria, chamitveria is considered kledishon. Af lachat should see him itocho, which is kosev ataz. Okay, visualize that. What he say? I took a pot, put into chametveria. When I take that pot out, that pot is a klirishon. It's not a klisheni. That's the geyos halacha lamaise, a soup ladle. How do you treat a soup ladle as a klisheni or a klirishon? So most poskim hold, and since a soup ladle, the soup is cooking. You put a soup ladle into the klirishon. Right, it's like you pour it out of the klirishon into a klisheni. Then the soup ladle is a klirishon. Therefore, if I scooped up some chamit tveria, what I have in my pail is klirishon. I wrap it up well, right, to keep the heat. Moshe Gosar, we tom lo bebgodim rishbo chomo, evir lo shroyim, right? You think that's what the Chashbo is talking about? Okay.
With the soup ladle, after it's already been used to take out something that's yatsu ledbo and put it in a bowl, someone puts it down for a moment.
The bowl will be a klisheni.
The bowl is klisheni.
But not a klishishi.
Now someone wants, someone decides, oh, I want more soup. They take the ladle on which the remnants of the soup have now cooled. Is there a problem putting that in the mevashel, the remnants of the soup?
Of course. If you left it in the pot, original pot, and it got cool, and you want to heat it up again, you have the same problem.
So a person would have to wipe off the
whole... We told you in the machlokes of yesh bishul achabishul balach. Okay. Anyway, first, to answer this, he goes off... That's all I wanted to call your attention to. I said, just really curious. The term chamit feria, the egot tal, is mistaken. The term chamit feria has nothing to do with feria. It refers to a hot spring. Yerushalayim may have hot springs, for all I know. Every area of the world could have hot springs. Yellowstone Park is famous for its hot springs, right? But it's not any bigger chidush You can go to Yellowstone Park, it's a big park, you can go over 50 miles in the park, and there are no hot springs. You come to a spot, there's a hot spring. Yellowstone Park isn't one hot spring. In Yerushalayim, it could be hot springs in Yerushalayim. If it isn't, someone may dig deep down and reveal a hot spring. So that I think the Eglet Tal is going off a little bit on a tangent here. You know, he wants to say what he wants to say anyway. Also Shikol Torah, also Pilpul, but it does really pose a question. How could the Rashba think such a thing? How could the Gemara say such a thing there? But Bishul B'Chamitrelia. Chamitrelia doesn't mean Tiberia, Tiberius. It's the generic term for a hot spring. For water coming from deep down the earth. Then, I just said it quickly, what the Eglet Tal goes off on a tangent, nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. He discusses the halacha of when we were able to shecht outside before the Mishkan Shiloh and before the Beis HaBchira, then there was such a thing called a Boma Yochid. So then the shala would be, can you shecht to come Pesach and a Boma Yochid or not? But Tveria didn't have a Mishkan. Right? So therefore maybe referring to that period of time when you were allowed to shecht the Boma, then the next shala is, that apply to a Korban Pesach, does it apply only to Shlomim? But anything like a Korban Tzibur couldn't be B'Boma Yochid. Right? Likewise, so that's how he goes off to try to answer this question. But whether Pesach Rishon is called B'Boma, so B'Boma Ktano, whether Pesach Sheni would call B'Boma, I don't want to take time to go into that union. Alright. Jump down to Chof Zion.
Do we answer the question?
Yeah?
Do we answer the question of other meats?
I mean, how does he know? Does he answer the question on the meat? No. He just accepts Rashba held that all meat requires that Bosar Shor is not necessarily Bosar Shor, but raw meat requires a lot of bishul more than other things. That the Rashba holds that it's not dafke bosa shor, just an expression. The bosa keves, bosa gidi would be the same thing. Okay. Pick up. On the point that he makes, that the heter of dovo kosher like mini boso, right? But who had been called mini boso? That's the Rashba's opinion. That's how the Rashba holds, right? But by nimlach, even boso shor, if nimlach, right, it's also. Right. So you have two opinions there that he cites. Plain piece of raw meat as a principle that it needs bishul more than a kli rishon, does that apply to raw meat? Does it also apply to raw meat that's been salted? She says raw meat that's been salted? No. Pick up the mimloch kvar osur. Kosar arosh umuto lo seiz bosar chai lesol kli rishon sheviru me'al aor. Okay. I mentioned before, not even Isu de Rabbonan. Rabbonan did say it. Umiyu imeliyach yoshon hu. Then we have that information that said we don't know exactly how extensive it is. I mean, on how many species it's applied to. Namely, dog meluach, right? That the salting is a halfway process, and therefore if you go ahead and you even put it in a klisheni, it'll be a maisa bishul. Miu imliach roshon hu efshad also the memahel is bashel kedom aliel. Vafilu nimlach mechodosh nehi the bosel elim is bashel. But halachluch is v'amelech v'adam shebesochem is basher v'nim v'vosor v'yosu akal v'shomah. He's quoting the Rosh and Agamor. Rosh and Agamor makes that point. What's bothering the Egli Tal? Look at the Rosh's language again. Look carefully. Tafilu nimlach mechodosh, nehi de boso einem is bashel. Halachluchis vamelech adam shebesocho, mis bashel benibla beboso beoso. What's the nibla beboso business? That's a din in melicho, that's not a din in Shabbos. What do you say? They have melech adam shebesocho mis bashel, and therefore beoso. That's what the lotion is in the Egli Tal, right? Mishum d'oz halachlo shabo mizbashel. The Isur is the Isur Bishul. And the Rosh say the Isur is Isur Dam. Not that the same thing will be also on a Tuesday, not only on a Shabbos. What happened to Shabbos? We start off with Hilchos Shabbos, and he disregards the Shabbos restriction on cooking the lachlucha shabo. Knows why doesn't he consider lachlucha shabo as a problem in Hilchos Shabbos? He seems to treat the lachlucha shabo as a problem in Issur Behetel, not in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Egli Tal's kasha. Utmua, the mashmash she'ein Issur mishum Shabbos, like mishum dam v'lomo. Kivin she nizbat shal lachluchis, afu lo nimlach klal yesur mishum Shabbos. That's a nice clean kasha. You have a right to be medayik, Rosh of a Rishon, the Rosh, the right to medayik. Well, maybe he meant also for two reasons, but he didn't say that. So you have a right to be medayik as Loshon, that he said it's also Mishum the Dam Shenivlabo, that's the Loshon of Isu Behetel. That's the Loshon of Hilchos Melicho, not in Hilchos Shabbos. Hatur, who usually quotes his father, the Rosh, right? Vatu, kosa bemeskein, zeloshono, also litan a filibosa show be clirishon, afa pitch to bishop rabbe mis bashel, halachluchishabo mis bashel vioso. Vidivri harosh kashin. Before we go any further, let me give you my teretz on the kasha. It's okay. I learned the Rosh in learning the Gemara, in preparing the Shia. I didn't have that kasha. It didn't bother me. It didn't catch my eye that something is remiss there in the language of the Rosh. Because what he's saying is, if you go ahead and you cook the lachluch shabo, and the lachluch shabo is nibla b'bosol, then the bosol has in it lachluchis that is nizbashel b'shabbos, and it asks the bosol because I can't eat the bosol because I can't eat the lachluch shabo. Because of Isol Bishol B'Shabbos, he's Bevashol B'Shabbos B'Mezid, it's also either La'olam, or at least Acha Shabbos B'Chnei She'yasu. That's why it's also. Because if you went ahead and you separated the Bosol from the Lachlucha Shabo in analyzing it, the Bosol have no problem. The Bosol you can cook on Shabbos in a clear Isol. Why? Because it needs a lot of cooking. And so it's Bosol. Tuchel, it will not cook in a Kli Rishon. It needs Dafka al Gabi Yesh. Fine, so the meat is kosher. The Lachluchis is also. Right? So I'll squeeze out the Lachluchis and I can eat the meat. See, once it makes the statement is, and therefore the meat becomes also, not because you cook the meat, but it becomes also because you cook the Lachluchis. Therefore the meat is also, because it's Divla, the Lachluchis, which was the Zbashel B'Shabbos. Look again, he's quoting the language of the Rosh exactly. That's how I learned the Rosh when I saw the Rosh. Look inside. Again, language of the Rosh. Kosar HaRosh. I embedded you from the Rosh. Melach Hareyu Kitab, it says it. Omar Abaye, Melach Eina Kitablin, the Bikli Rishon Nami Lo Boshel. Haino, the Rav Nachman, the Omar, Milcho, Sikha Bishula, Kibisu the Turo. Right? Umashma, the Bisu the Turo, Lob Shelo Bikli Rishon. Now here's the language. Umuto, Losa is Boso Chai, Loso Kli Rishon. Sheviru mi alo, right? Umiu imeliach yoshanu efshar di osu the memayel is bashel tado. Vafilu nimlach mi chodosh. That's the quote he said. Nei the boso enim is bashel halachluchis amela vadam shom is bashel v'nivla beboso v'yosu. He's talking about Isol Shabbos. Why is the boso also? If there's no Isol in cooking the boso, why did the boso become also? Boso became also, Mincius, the Boso is now also because of the Lachluch Shabo got cooked. He's talking strictly Shabbos, he's not switching off the other day. He's still in Orach Chaim talking about Hilchos Shabbos. You may want to have written it a little sharper, but the Lush is perfectly acceptable. The Shoinim don't waste too many words. So he wants to tell you that this now, this concoction, this whole thing together, this piece of meat, is also on Shabbos. Also machil on Shabbos. Otherwise, I say, oh, he did an aveira on the Lachluch Shabo. Then theoretically, or maybe actually, if I would go ahead and squeeze the meat and squeeze out the juice from the meat, then the meat should be kosher to eat on Shabbos. You did an aveira. What can you do? Now, because you did the aveira, the Lachluch is in the meat. If I can eat the meat, that's what the Rosh is saying.
Are we talking about dam, or are we talking about just the juices that come out when one cooks?
It's salted. Nimlach, it's kosher meat.
So what are the juices, what is the lachluchi that is being...
You ever see a piece of raw meat after it's salted? Your wife cooks meat, she starts off with cooked meat, starts off with raw meat. Raw meat is raw because it has in it yet all the juice. Then she cooks the meat, and suddenly she gets gravy. The gravy came in Hashemayim, right? She mispalo. Before she cooks, and gravy comes down from heaven. Gravy comes from the meat. What's the gravy? That's the machlokes shebo.
Okay. The natural moisture that was in the meat.
That's the moisture in the meat.
So the rabbi, why are we saying nivlabo? The moisture cooks out.
Because theoretically, if it will be all out, then you're allowed to eat the meat, as I said.
But the process of cooking, doesn't it push out the moisture?
Moisture comes out, right? And others is absorbed in the meat. Your wife put in on the meat, right? She put on garlic and salt, right? The gravy has now garlic and salt. The meat also has garlic and salt.
Okay.
That's cleaning what the Osh meant to say. The Eglital takes him to task on it. But that is he Eglital Rav Shati the Osh. That he using the language of Blia, which is the language of Isa Vehetel, right? That the dam is Beluabo, right? And therefore, it's also to eat the meat, right? He eat because of the dam, of the dam shabo. It doesn't make sense. I mean, the Tal's kasha doesn't make sense. The dam and lachlucha shabo a kosher. If it's Bosor Shen Nimlach, the blood is kosher blood. It's no longer Dam Shebeivorim. No longer called Dam Shebeivorim. Dam Shebeivorim is also with Rabbanim. After Malicha, it's all Mutter. In the old days, I still remember, if a baby was, quote, anemic, then the doctors would recommend, there wasn't that stuff all over the market they can do nowadays, a pill or something, or vitamin drops with iron, right? They would recommend that to broil the meat and have underneath a vessel, right? Actually, like barbecue the meat and catch the blood that comes off the meat and give that to the baby. As a source of iron, happens to be a very good source of iron, but that meat is kosher meat. That blood is kosher for adults to eat, to drink also. Are you with us? Watch Eglital. This is his specialty, right? Dissection. Right? Watch how he dissects the halacha. Nire, hini ikar asvora. Av da bosar asmo eina mizbashel bekirishon. Halach luchis mizbashel eina muvon. What's his kashin? Hello, Hashasa Milcho Sricho Bishula Kibisra the Tula. Umelach, why do you see in Melach? He says, in Bosor, I see a raw piece of meat. I try to bite it, but it doesn't bite. Right? So I know, oh, it's tough. Right? The meat is tough. Therefore, needs a lot of cooking to soften the tough meat. What about salt? How do you visualize the physical consistency that we're talking about? What do you mean salt is tough for you? It needs a lot of cooking. It can't be due to the fact that you need the salt to soften the salt. Why? I can put the salt in cold water and it softens. Watch what he says. Umelach lamishum kushusu einem izbasha bekirishon. Adarab, I feel a bit sonnen no more. It dissolves even in cold water. Mikol mokom einem izbasha bekirishon. Why? For some chemical reason, machmas chosek tivo, because of its nature, whatever that means. That salt does something, heat does something to salt when you cook it, but nothing I can see. I don't see a change in meat. I see a change, but in salt I don't see any change. V'kibah shasas mashvelu, the aimer maybe shegam boso shor af alachruches in mizbarshal makmas chosek tibo. Who says that the moisture in meat is water? It's not water. It's meat juice. Maybe meat juice has to be cooked like bisque de tour. Salt has to be cooked like bisque de tour, even though I don't see why the salt needs any cooking to change its physical nature, since plain cold water changes the physical nature. Therefore, who says that the water that's in meat, the so-called meat juices, who says that they don't need the same preparation as the meat itself? If I'm talking about some chemical change that must make. Try. What happens now is a little difficult to explain. Well, I just tell you what he says. Asher akochach nireli shel fisha kosav arosh demliach yoshan efshem mizbasha bekvirishon dumi the dog afshe batzmuso einem mizbasha bekvirishani. Just like a fish, a piece of raw fish, doesn't get cooked with klisheini. Yet you tell me if it was nimlach, if it was heavily salted, then it is mizbasha b'klisheini. Mikomoko mayachat shepal bo kvar koach hamelach, shu mizbasha b'klisheini, then boso shonami, af she'eno mizbasha b'klirishon. Mikomoko leachat shepal bo koach hamelach, shu mizbasha b'klirishon. Okay. Therefore, he's worried that after nimlach, once you salted the meat, right? That's what he says. That's the first lotion in the Eglei Tal. V'med v'amurim shon nimlach me'olam, right? V'utzorach avur akum, that you're preparing he's cooking this meat in the Kli Rishon for a non-Jewish servant. But if nimlach kval, then it's also mishum nachluch shebo mizbashel. It says, lo kosar arosh afilu nimlach michodosh, af shadayin lo pol kol kach hamelach beboso, Mikomokom v'achloch is poel koach hamelach tekev. V'shub is bashal b'kli rishon. Halachloch is akol pochus kemo bosam liach hayoshen. V'kivon sheniso rak benimlach hoseroh shegam abosor asmo nesar mechvot adam. Saying the same thing I said, I don't know. But let's see what he tell me what he says. He says, in his chemical analysis, he says, if I'm going to compare bosom maluach, I have to compare it. The only moka we have anymore is in dog maluach. The dog maluach yoshon, it says, has to be salted for a long period of time. So melech works on boso the same way, maybe. That if it's boso maluach, then it'll cook even mekli sheni, maybe. Like just as dog maluach. That's the maluach yoshon. How about maluach chodosh? The maluach chodosh, indeed, on the boso, it won't make any effect. A maluach chodosh, then it needs a lot of cooking, like some kibbutzim too. But that applies to the boso shabo. To the boso, but what about the lachluchis shabo? Maybe the lachluchis shabo, right? Because it's not solid, so maybe even a little stay in the salt, even though it's meluach mechodosh, the lachluchis shabo now jumps into the category of dog meluach, and therefore the lachluchis shabo becomes like dog meluach, becomes bishul even beklisheni. So that's why the Rosh says, if it would. Meluach Yoshon, then the basar itself would be called cooked. But if it's Meluach Chodosh, the basar itself doesn't get cooked. But the Lachluch Shabo gets cooked. Why? Because when it's first salted, then a little bit more heat sheni, even klisheni, let alone klirishon, added to the salt, to the denaturing effect of the salt. Right? Heat denatures the meat, that's why it's called cooked. Salt also denatures. Therefore, the salt denatures, and a little more heat finishes the denaturing process. Therefore, it becomes then mesukon, as Rashi says, it's a melechas tikkun on it. So he says the same thing applied to the meat. We'll say for the meat itself, it won't work on a meliach chodosh, but the lachluchis shabo, because of its obviously it's a different physical qualities than the meat itself, then maybe the salt makes it already partly cooked, and therefore the lachluch shabo gets cooked in a kli rishon or even in a kli sheni, and that's what the Rosh means. Similar, without this hesbah, similar what I said right away, that what the iser is, that the lachluch shabo there gets cooked because it's nivla. In the boso, the egretal separated the lachluch shabo. Lachluch shabo gets cooked because it's not bisra de tura. And in the klirin shon is mizvasha. It starts off the sugya. Klirin shon is mizvasha chayev. It's the isur d'raisa klirin shon. Therefore, water beklirin shon will be called cooked, and therefore you're chayev. Therefore, lachluch is like water beklirin shon, it gets cooked. Period. I don't need the hesbel of the salt, etc., etc. The salt works on the lachluch. Why? Because he had a kasha. Kasha was, who says the lachluch doesn't have the same quality as the boso? The lachluch is not water. Lachluch is lachluch is a boso. Maybe it has the same quality of boso that you need. Kebisro de tura, you need a lot of cooking. So daddy had his anoche. But if you don't take away that anoche, just treat the lachluch shabo is plain water. That is plain water lachluch shabo, and you put it in a kli rishon yatzol leder, so you're chayav. You with me? Okay. We'll stop here. We'll continue.